SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military is not commenting on reports it carried out strikes on targets in Iran, retaliation for last week's Iranian drone and missile attacks on Israel. Iranian air defenses went into action overnight at a major air base and a nuclear site near the central Iranian city of Isfahan. The BBC's James Landale in Jerusalem says any retaliatory strikes by Israel would raise one crucial question.
Is this just a starter, just to satisfy some voices in Israel who've said we've got to hit back and we've got to hit back hard? We can't let what happened last weekend go unresponded to. And if you were to think about it, more than 300 missiles and drones flying over the skies. There'd been a lot of pressure from some Israelis that the government had to do something. They're about to start the Passover holiday. So it might be that this is just the start, just something to tide people over. Or it could be. That's it, the limit. We simply don't know yet, and we still don't know all the facts. We still don't know precisely what's happened. So therefore, we've got to be cautious before inferring too many consequences as a result.
Italy's foreign minister says Israel tipped off the U.S. just prior to the attack. Also at SRNnews.com, forced off the campaign trail by the judge presiding over his criminal trial in New York, former President Trump laments the current state of the nation.
This country is devolving into a third world country between having no borders, having no justice, we have no justice, and having a press that doesn't want to cover the facts. So thank you very much.
12 jurors selected to hear the case. 5 additional alternates have yet to be chosen. More than 100 anti-Israel protesters have been arrested on the campus of New York's Columbia University. On Wall Street, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 60 points. NASDAQ futures off 70 points. This is SRN News. Easter is America's number one church holiday.
According to a new poll of Protestant pastors from Lifeway Research, Easter is the day most likely to fill the pews. Christmas comes in second for general attendance, followed by Mother's Day, a distant third. The pastors also say that while attendance surges on those holidays, it is still lower than it used to be, reflecting an ongoing decline in church attendance that has characterized the U.S. for several decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Swedish parliament has passed a law that lowers the age required for people to legally change their gender, the age lowered from 18 to 16. Those under 18 still need approval from a guardian, a doctor, and the National Board of Health and Welfare. No longer required is a gender dysphoria diagnosis, defined by medical professionals as psychological distress experienced by those who want to live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Nevada Supreme Court dealt a setback to gun rights advocates and pro-lifers in 2 separate rulings.
The justices upheld the state's ban on ghost guns, overturning a lower court's ruling that sided with a gun manufacturer's argument. The 2021 law regulating firearm parts with no serial numbers was unconstitutionally vague, saying the law's language passes legal muster. Abortion rights advocates, meanwhile, cheered the other ruling in a fight over a voter petition on reproductive health care, but they've since replaced it with another petition they're confident will qualify for the November ballot, focused specifically on abortion rights. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The Biden administration has finalized rules that would restrict new oil and gas leasing and development in portions of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska. And Netflix gained another 9.3 million subscribers to start the year. Its profits soared with the help of an expansion of advertising. More details at srnnews.com.